Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show by and for local artists on the coastside. I'm your host, Mike Dale. This week we meet the band Poi Rogers, comprised of Carolyn Sills and her life partner Gerard Egan. It's award-winning American roots music, red, white, and blue through and through. Their second full-length album, Whirligig, just dropped, and Poi Rogers is currently on a concert tour. Mark your Coastside Carousel calendar for Saturday, August 1st. They are scheduled to bring the Whirligig show to the San Gregorio General Store for a 2 o'clock set. Often described as a Les Paul and Mary Ford of Santa Cruz, Poi Rogers blends early country and western swing with tropical Hawaiian steel guitar. Whirligig leans heavily into the California mood, mixing acoustic intimacy with creative chord progressions and their trademark tight harmonies. Joining me now on the KHMB Coastside Carousel live line is Carolyn Sills. Carolyn, thank you for joining us. I know you're on the road once again, and I feel like it's a series of Where's Waldo? Last year in 25 for Twilight Blues, you were on the road, and here we are again for Whirligig. Where are you in the world, Carolyn Sills?
I love that. I'm at a beautiful gas station in Salt Lake City.
Oh, how much per gallon?
Right here, it's $4.49. Got to get out of California every so often to fuel up.
Well, you know, that's the thing. We're going to talk about a lot of your music today. Whirligig is a brilliant album. Why don't you tell us about it, and then I'll ask questions from there.
Oh, sure. My pleasure. Yeah, it just came out a couple days ago on May 1st. This is our second Poi Rogers record. It's a short collection of 5 tunes, all originals. 2 were kind of inspired by other songs that we used back in the day. I know we've talked before, Mike, about like musical recycling, these older songs that are just so wonderful and, you know, kind of want to bring them back to life. But yeah, we're real excited about this one. It, of course, features Gerard Egan on his triple neck Fender steel guitar, acoustic guitar, and also on a National Tricone resonator guitar. And then I'm playing the upright bass and singing. And we had some special guests on this one too. David Rhoda on drums. And we had Tim Connell on the mandolin on one track. So it's kind of a whole different thing for us, you know, the duo plus a couple special guests. And we're pretty excited about it.
Now, in the intro, I did mention that you're on the road for a long period of time. I don't know how you do this, but many of the acts here in Half Moon Bay or along the mid-coast, I should say, don't tour as extensively as you do. You're in Salt Lake now. You're going to wind your way through the country, basically, and end up back in Santa Cruz in October. Are you going to come home and rest a little bit? Like, at, you know, August 1st, you're at San Gregorio General Store August 1st, right? You come back home to refuel and go back on the road again?
We do. Yeah, we're actually about to post a bunch of shows around California in July and August. We're just waiting to get the okay from the promoters. But yeah, we'll be back in town in July, and we're playing some fun shows around Santa Cruz and fun shows up around Sonoma and Santa Rosa area, and also perhaps the Central Coast. So yeah, we'll definitely be back. I mean, we do love to drive. We love to travel, and especially for independent musicians, we just still feel like the best way to get your music out there these days is either by playing live for people or being on the radio. So that's exactly what we're trying to do.
Now, Carolyn, you're known for your witty lyrics. Obviously, the music is beautiful. It's got that, you know, Poi Rogers, Hawaiian, big Western sound. Let's talk about a few of the songs. I want to try to squeeze in at least 4 songs today on Coastside Carousel.
Okay.
This is Carolyn Sills of Poi Rogers, Mike Dale with you as well. Okay, we're going to play Gil Carter. I want to then go right into Out of California Way. Talk about Gil Carter. Why would you write about a kid who hit the longest home run in history?
I was surprised no one had written about him yet, so I like that question. You know, there's wonderful songwriters out there that will write about their feelings and, you know, their personal experiences. I'm just one of those people that prefers to, you know, read a really cool story or, you know, some historical events and, you know, just try to make a song out of it. So this story was incredible. I read the longest home run in history, and this is a true story, was hit on August 11th, 1959, by Gil Carter of the Carlsbad, New Mexico Potashers, and he hit it 733 feet from home plate. And I know if anyone knows baseball, that is a far, far distance to hit a ball. And so he hit it 2 blocks from the stadium. But what's the best part about the story is that the reason they knew where it landed is because it hit a peach in a guy's tree. And he watched it fall. They were able to measure the ball and the peach, and they measured it out to 733 feet. You know, that in itself is an incredible story. But it gets even better because he never made it to the majors. He played, you know, minor league ball and professional ball all his life, but he retired. And he actually had the ball and the bat from that day. He brought it back to his house. And for years after he retired from baseball, people would come and see the ball, see the bat, and make like a pilgrimage just to witness, you know, the man who hit the longest home run in baseball history. And he was inducted into the National Congress Baseball Hall of Fame just about a couple weeks after he passed in 2015.
Let's hear the song now on Coastside Carousel. Here's Poy Rogers, Carolyn Sills on the KHMB Coastside Carousel line with me. And this is Gil Carter, brand new music from Whirligig on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
The longest ball you've never seen, no replays on a TV screen, just documented by a single peach. The date Gil Carter launched the longest home run in the history of the game. Down the Carlsbad city streets, yeah, no one saw it come. He sent that tater sailing over the left field wall into some fella's tree. Some say it was a pail, but at that many feet in there, you can see why it seemed more like a peach to me. Yeah, I was just a babe then. Didn't know what I was seeing, or had sense enough to know who I couldn't believe. The day Gil Carter lost the longest home run in the history of the game, down the Carlsbad City Street. Some say 650 feet, while others 733. And Gil himself, he owned the ball, the Louisville 182 and all. Folks would come to Kansas just to see. Imagine being in those stands, Odessa and Potosher fans, now witnessing a slug of history. The day Gil Carter lost the longest home run in the history of the game, down the Carlsbad City Street. The papers send reporters out to document the distance of the journey Carter's mighty swing did wheel. Destination 2 blocks and a peach tree from Old Plain to Montgomery Field. Yeah, no one saw it coming. It didn't even change the game. At 62, Odessa had been beat. But Carter's record still remains. They put him in the Hall of Fame weeks after he crossed into the wheel. The longest ball you've never seen, no replays on the TV screen, just documented by a single peach. The day Gil Carter lost the longest home run in the history of the game, down the Carlsbad City Street. The day Gil Carter lost the longest home run in the history of the game, down the Carlsbad City Street.
Community Radio for the Coastside, KHMB, 100.9 FM and AM 1710. Mike Dale with you, and this is Coastside Carousel, the show by and for local artists on the Coastside. And once a year, I get to talk to Carolyn Sills because every year they're putting out albums under the banner Poy Rogers. There was Gil Carter. We got a lot to talk about musically, too, Carolyn, because, you know, you talk about California. We have a lot of situations going on now with high taxes and high gasoline prices. And you wrote a beautiful ditty called Out California Way. Tell us about that, and then we'll play it.
Well, thanks, Mike. Yeah, so that actually, we took an older tune from the Sons of the Pioneers, and we rewrote the lyrics. They had a song about, you know, coming out and working on dude ranches and, you know, being a cowboy out California way. And I heard the song, and it was a fun tune, but the more I listened to it, I thought, man, this would be beautiful to apply this just to the natural beauty and wonder of California. I feel like like you said, as tough as things can get out here sometimes. I mean, all you got to do is go take a walk in the redwoods or, you know, stroll along the bay or anything else, and it just reminds you how lucky we are to live here. So we kind of rearranged the lyrics and added some of Gerard's signature whistling and put together our own track called Out California Way.
And to pair that, it's only appropriate living in Half Moon Bay and growing up in Foggy Bay. You have a song called that. I'm going to pair Out of California Way with Foggy Bay. Tell us about that and we'll play it.
Oh, great. Yeah, that was inspired by early morning dog walks with our beloved cowboy, the dog. You know, that's the wonderful thing about living where we do is, you know, your dog has access to the beach and the woods and just beautiful places to walk in the morning. So, you know, we had a lot of foggy morning walks with him, and I was out one morning super early, and this song just kind of came into my head, and I like to think we wrote it together.
All right, here we go. It's Poi Rogers on KHMB's Coastside Carousel. First, we begin with Out of California Way, then into Foggy Bay on KHMB.
Made up my mind to go away. I'm always gonna stay. I'll lay a bet you'll know where Out California Way. I'm gonna stroll the redwoods, paddle on the bay. My life I'm gonna slow down Out California Way. With my dog right near me, I'll get lost in Yosemite for days on end. I'll salute the saguaros with no cares and no sorrows in this desert wonderland. I'm feeling mighty lucky. Such beauty on display. That's why you're gonna find me Out California Way. Begin its lonely dive until the evening comes. The fog is simply fog. The space between the whiskers of your dog. The hover that is morning's quiet gloom. The ever-present linger in the room. All is dark. The welcome can you lean on as you walk. The bay, the bay is fogging. In waves on treetops and then it breaks midday to let the sun begin its lonely dive until the evening comes. Begin its lonely dive until the evening comes.
You've got it on 100.9 FM and AM 1710. This is KHMB. I'm Mike Dale, and you've got it on Coastside Carousel. A special edition this week with Carolyn Sills of Poi Rogers and her hubby Lovey Gerard Egan, wonderful guitarist. And this is a fine album called Whirligig that you can find on all streaming platforms now. Carolyn and the band are touring, and they're in Salt Lake now, but they will be coming back to the Coastside, San Gregorio General Store, August 1st. Now, this 20 minutes goes by super fast, Carolyn. I told you from the beginning we were going to try to squeeze in as many songs. There's one song that I really had my eyeball on the first time I saw the title, Pineapple Pizza. I know on social media people go, why would you put pineapple on pizza? But I think it's one of the greatest ingredients you can put on a pizza. What made you write about pineapple pizza?
Well, it's funny. It's the song itself is kind of a love song to my husband, as you mentioned, Gerard. We kind of joke that, you know, like I said, I don't write a lot of personal songs. I've written one love song before that was called Your Pants Are on Fire, and we're hoping to record that one soon. But this song kind of like a, this is a love song for Gerard. You know, it really, the true message of the song is just, you know, I feel like so much of life is people getting let down by high expectations. And I'm someone who's, you know, pretty happy and fortunate just to live a humble life. And I think if you're able to kind of lower your expectations and just be grateful for the beauty and the simplicity around you, that, you know, you'll realize that you really have everything you need. So that's kind of the, that's kind of the message behind pineapple pizza. You know, may the little things in life be the things that make you happy.
Wow, what a great way to end the show. Carolyn Sills of Poi Rogers, I'm going to take the song out, and thank you so much for joining us. You're in Salt Lake today, and we'll see you winding back the long and winding road back to your home in Santa Cruz, and we will see you at San Gregorio General Store on August 1st. Can't wait. Poi Rogers and Carolyn Sills. Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you so much, Mike. Really appreciate it.
On your pizza, I wish for jalapenos on there too. If this life is pure relation, if you curb your expectations, then darling, here's all I wish for you. May you always find guitar picks in the laundry. Place to park.
That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at CameronsInn.com.